Cleveland is what I consider my home and my family's home, and it's a great opportunity. Feel very blessed that Coach Jackson has asked me to be part of his staff, along with Sean Miniga and Stan Watson, two guys that do a great job for us with the special teams unit. So happy to be here. If there's any questions, I'd gladly answer them.
So which life are you on right now?
The coach is my fourth head coach, and Sashi's my fourth general manager. And Jimmy's my second owner.
Yeah. Just talk about, I mean, you are really kind of unique, because most coaches don't find that many teams.
Well, I feel blessed. I really do. And I truly believe deep down in my heart, the good Lord always has a plan for you. You never question the plan. You execute the plan. And I'm excited about the opportunity to work with Coach. When I had an opportunity to visit with him, you could see his passion. Obviously, I've always known a lot about him, just watching his work offensively down there in Cincinnati. And then, obviously, when we played, I was here when we played the Raiders out there. But it's a great opportunity for myself to learn from another head coach and to be able to be a part of this staff to get this thing going.
Did you feel any differently this time than you've had the other times when the staff was broken up and the head coach and was dismissed? Did you think, there's no way I'll be back this time? Or
I'll be honest with you, I kind of always think like that, just because it's the nature of the beast. There's a lot of other things that we've talked about before behind the scenes that you have to talk about with your kids. Honey, you tell your wife, honey, we need to probably start going through the rooms and start cleaning out some stuff to get ready to show the house. All those things. That's the reality of the situation. So I was more concerned about talking with my family and how we were going to handle those things and taking it day by day and all those things. But fortunately, we get to stay.
Can you kind of relate to or understand when Ray Horton sits up here and talks about how there's just this passionate fan base and there's just something kind of here, even though you guys go through a lot of losing, it seems like people really like to be here.
No, I can. Yes, I. When I first came here, I always heard about the passionate fans, and coming from Chicago, Bears fans are like that also. But getting and now being a part of and getting to know Browns fans, it is. It's, in my opinion, one of the most passionate fan bases in the country and in the league. For example, last night I took my wife out to dinner and a lady came up to me. She was wearing a Cleveland Browns coat and she came up and tapped me on the shoulder and she says, "How do you like my coat, Coach?" And I said, "I think it looks great on you." You know, but I also understand the frustration that also sometimes goes in with it. But I do know this, that when the thing gets turned, it'll be very dynamic and it'll be a lot of fun, and I want to be a part of that. So hopefully, when we get that done, it'll be a fun time.
Just pick up where you left off, or does Hugh bring something that you have to adjust to?
Every coach brings something that you have to adjust to, and that's the thing that I get so excited about, is because that helps me grow as a coach, as opposed to just staying in the same rut all the time. Well, this is how we do it. Coach has challenged our special teams to be second to none, and that's exciting for myself and our staff to be able to take that challenge head on. Right now, I mean, with regards to the steps that we're doing in the process, with regards to watching tape, how can we get better, all those things, and now you're kind of beginning to get into the draft. We're doing those things, but we're also understanding, hey, this is what Coach Jackson, this is the style of special teams that he wants to play, and, we might have to adjust some things in those areas, but that's exciting for me because, to me, you're growing as a coach.
Offense and defense have playbooks. Do you have a new playbook? Coach?
No, we have a philosophy, and a lot of the philosophies will stay the same, but you have to be able to change. Just in our area, as we all know, the roster is always changing, and as coaches, we have to change also, because whatever parts that we have, we have to be able to coach them and get them to play at a high level, and we feel like that our playbook does give us those things depending upon what our personnel is.
Did you have to, obviously, everyone has an opinion here. Did you have to express your opinion regarding Travis, or was that feeling already known here that they want to keep him?
I think the feeling is known. I truly stay out of all those conversations. As I've always stated in here, the tape always tells a story, so I just leave it to the tape.
Is that the same for Johnson?
Yeah,
coming up?
It is. I mean, I'm very proud of what those players have done, and you know, it's above my pay grade what will take place. I'm excited about what position they've put themselves in.
I know your work speaks for itself, but do you feel like there's somebody in the organization that spoke on your behalf to you and said, you know, give this guy a long look, he's worth keeping around?
I really don't know the answer to that.
Being a special teams coordinator and the fact that you're always dealing with the segment of the roster that constantly turns over, has that kind of helped you, you know, migrate from coach to coach and deal with the change because it's something inherently day to day that you have to deal with?
I think so. I mean, we have a rule in as a special team staff that we always say we'll give you maybe about 2 minutes to complain about a certain thing, but that's it. Because if you ever wanted to, for example, you were disappointed in a player, never complain that, hey, I wish we had this, I wish we had that. You have what you have. Coach what you have and do the best with what you have. I think that's the approach that we take, and that's the approach that I think a lot of special teams coaches have to take just because the roster is always changing. So, you know, when I first started coaching, I tried to avoid coaching special teams like the plague. I really did. I was an offensive guy, and I tried to stay out of the special teams world. And then I had an opportunity to kind of I was in college, and a head coach hired me. He says, you know, we're going to split up special teams, and you're going to coach the punt team. And I said, I've never coached the punt team. And then I started really getting into it and studying it, and it helped me grow as a coach, and I really got into it, and that's just kind of the avenue that I've gone to. So it's a fun time. It's a challenging time, and we're looking forward to this next one.
What was your message to Hugh? You said that he's challenged you, you know, have a second to none unit. What was your message to him in that conversation?
I just said, Coach, I love that challenge. Obviously, there's things that we did well last year that we need to continue and get better at. There's things that we didn't do as well that we have to get fixed. And then along with his philosophy and of what he wants to get done, I think that we can mesh it into a unit that can be we want to, you know, at the end of the day, you want to be an intimidating type special teams unit. I mean, the AFC North, you know, you talk about the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Steelers. Those are three awfully, awfully good special teams units just within our division.
Obviously, we've talked about this before. As far as when a coaching staff leaves, you know, it's very difficult on the assistants too, because a lot of times they're scattered. But because you have survived so many regimes here, do you have friends around the league that text you when they found out you were staying again that said, you know, can you share any of that kind of?
No, a lot of I received a lot of nice texts from a lot of other coaches, and that means a lot to me because those are my peers that I'm working with and against. So that was very touching. But at the same time, there's only 32 of these jobs, and to be able to have a seat in one of them as musical chairs are going, you feel grateful.
You've been around a bunch of coaches now. Did anything stand out about you in your first whatever month together?
I think that I've already learned quite a bit from Coach. I mean, he's very direct. You know exactly what needs to be done. His enthusiasm and his passion for the game are second to none. And you when you talk to him, you can feel it and you can sense it. And it's going to be exciting.
Chris, when you walked away, when you dealt with a young kicker last year, when he left here at the end of the year and you had a chance to evaluate and talk to him, how did it all pan out?
With regards to talking to Travis, of just about where we want to see him go from there.
Right.
I mean, I think, yeah, we had a nice, to be honest with you, a quick discussion, because the truth behind it was we were meeting with the players that Monday that we were being let go. So it was a very short conversation, but I gave him advice with regards to what I would want to see him do if I was still here, or if there was another coach coming in, probably the evaluation that they might give to him on the things that he could improve on. And you know, the kid is a kid that attacks things and listens. And you know, I mean, it took him a long time to break onto a team. And he knows that he needs to get better, and I believe that he will.
Specifically, I mean, the one thing that, you know, obviously they had the blocks at the end of the season on, I think, on longer field goals. Can you share any about what you think you need for him to go to make the jump?
I just think we got to continue to work on the lift on the football. And then I think just the strength of his overall leg, I think, will come here in year two. For example, I'll use a Cairo Santos, Kansas City's kicker. His rookie season did not have a lot of touchbacks. His rookie year, and then last year, I think he got up into the 40s. He increased it dramatically. But that was just the process of going into understanding an NFL season. At the end of the day, the kicker's playing 20 games. And your first time through, towards the end, you have to account for they could be getting tired and all those things. So the strength part is quite important. And I know Travis is going to address those things.